Millions around the world watched in June as he walked across Niagara Falls on a tightrope. Now Nick Wallenda is ready for his next big performance. Tomorrow, he'll walk across the beach at Atlantic City on a high wire. Nick Wallenda is on our news line. Nick, I think the first thing I noticed about tomorrow's walk, unlike Niagara Falls, no safety harness this time.
That's correct. You know, Niagara Falls, I wore a safety harness for the first time in my entire career, including training. Of course, we trained down low. But the reason why I wore it for Niagara Falls was because my network partner, ABC, demanded that I wear it or they were going to not show it on the air live. And they were a huge financial partner of mine, and I had huge financial costs incurred by doing this walk, well over $1 million. And without their support, it wouldn't have been a reality. But this next walk coming up in Atlantic City will be the tradition of my family and my own tradition with no safety, over 1,300 feet long and over 100 feet above the beach.
What are your biggest concerns about this stunt in Atlantic City? You're right out there in the open along the ocean. The winds could shift.
Yeah, you know, the winds are definitely the biggest concern, and that's something that I trained very hard for. I've trained in winds. I have a TV series on Discovery Science where I've trained in winds up to 90-mile-an-hour winds. I've trained in gusts of up to 60 miles an hour. And, again, it's about training and preparation, but it is something that is just an unknown. Those winds do change rapidly right out in the open there, right on the beach, and it definitely makes it for a very unique walk.
You have been doing this for a long time. Do you still feel any fear, any trepidation when you take that first step out onto the high wire?
You know, I wouldn't call it fear, but definitely respect. There's definitely a deep respect for that wire and for the fact that I am, I am vulnerable at times, that it is dangerous. And again, I don't consider it fear, but a deep respect saying, look, I know this is dangerous, but I've trained very hard and I know that I can make it to the other side safely and successfully because of all that training. And that's why we train in winds and heavy mist and rain and such, so that I'm prepared for the worst case scenario.
No safety harness, but you have that 24-foot balance pole. Tell us about the importance of that pole. Could you do this without that pole?
You know, it can be done in the right environment. However, because this cable is so long, it will move quite a bit as I'm walking. Even though we have stabilizer cables, it still moves a bit. And what a balancing bolt does is basically shifts the center of your gravity out 12 feet each direction. It's 24 feet long, as you mentioned, and it helps me keep my center of gravity over that wire as winds hit me and such. It's very important that I have that balancing pole, especially in this setting.
Nick Wallenda, you have three young children. Have they expressed any interest in going into the family business? Would you encourage them, discourage them, push them toward law school or medical school?
Well, it's funny you say that. I've got a 14-year-old, an 11-year-old, and a 9-year-old. All three of them already walked the wire, and all have performed, not on the wire, but have performed in front of an audience. However, my oldest wants to go to law school, and my middle son wants to go to medical school. Then I have a daughter that wants to be a ballerina. So I'm working hard to pay for those college bills, to be honest. As a parent, I encourage them to do whatever they want to do. And I was going to say just as thrilled, but probably more thrilled if they became doctors and lawyers than carried on in our family tradition. I know that sounds strange, but I love my children just like any parent does, and I want them to fulfill their dreams just like I fulfilled mine.
Thursday afternoon's High Wire Walk, 100 feet over the beach in Atlantic City, is free to the public. Nick Wallenda, good talking with you, and good luck.
Thanks so much. Hope to see everybody out there.